Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Holiday celebrations on Long Island became breeding grounds for the coronavirus. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall gives us the details.
The spike is from people gathering and not wearing a mask and not social distancing, especially at 4th of July parties. And the spike is significant, says Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone. 102 new positive cases. That's at a rate of 2%. He says the county has been at a rate of 1% for weeks now. Ballone says we have not seen a number more than 100 since May 31st.
Some of these recent new positive cases include county personnel, 10 of our Ocean Beach lifeguards. We don't believe that they contracted the virus while on duty as a lifeguard, but more likely in gatherings with fellow lifeguards.
He says a large percentage of those testing positive are 30 years old and under.
We're in phase 4 right now. If these numbers continue to climb, we run the risk of having to stop or reverse this reopening as they have in other places around the country.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Add 4, subtract 1 to the regional quarantine list. Governor Cuomo says people arriving in New York from Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and New Mexico must now isolate for 14 days. But he's removed Delaware from that list. No announcement yet from New Jersey or Connecticut, but they're expected to follow suit. However, Governor Murphy says New Jersey won't be doing what New York is doing, threatening to fine people if they don't provide contact information upon arrival at local airports. Ghislaine Maxwell has pleaded not guilty today in Manhattan federal court hearing to charges she recruited teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse. A judge has now denied her bail. WCBS's Kevin Rincon has the story.
It's been nearly 2 weeks since the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell, and she'll be spending plenty of time behind bars. The 58-year-old longtime companion to Jeffrey Epstein was denied bail. She'll be held in a Brooklyn jail until her trial on sex abuse charges gets underway. In court, her attorney says she's been held in the equivalent of solitary confinement, saying Maxwell wasn't allowed to shower for 72 hours and has the lights on all the time. Prosecutors called her a flight risk given her international ties and her vast wealth. In court, we also got a chance to hear from one of the alleged victims, Annie Farmer, who claimed she was 16 when she was groomed by Maxwell and abused by Epstein. She told the judge Maxwell never showed any remorse. Her trial is now set to start July 12th of 2021. Outside Manhattan Federal Court, Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
WCBS News Time 505. The seemingly relentless series of shootings in the city continued into yesterday, with more than a dozen incidents reported and at least 2 shooting deaths. The way out, says Mayor de Blasio, is doubling down on community policing. WCBS's Steve Burns has that story.
Asked why he continues giving the same answer day after day, shooting after shooting, Mayor de Blasio says it's the truth.
We've got to continue to build that relationship between police and community. That is how we move forward, and that's how we improve morale for everyone.
The mayor acknowledges morale is down among officers, and he says he can understand why.
I wish more people who wanted reform would remember that you've got to also remember the human beings who are doing the work and are protecting us.
De Blasio insists the main factors driving this new epidemic are backed up courts and pent up frustration.
What will make it better? Continuing to fight back the disease, getting our economy and our city restarted.
Bringing back the anti-crime unit is not an option, the mayor says, as it was putting a strain on community relations. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
The NYPD is now offering a $10,000 reward for information in the shooting death of a one-year-old child in Brooklyn last Sunday night. Let's get a check of our weather forecast. No complaints in this forecast coming up. Here's meteorologist Craig Allen.
This is something for the middle of summer and temperatures in the 80s across the area with lower humidity throughout today. We do have some isolated showers that should get mentioned. They're well north and northeast of the city. There were some stronger ones earlier today in parts of eastern Connecticut, eastern sections of the island. But right now we have a few light to briefly moderate showers in the vicinity of Kingston. Hyde Park goes through Dutchess County into the northern sections of Fairfield County, moving down towards the New Milford area, crossing Route 7. And there's also one on the other side of the Hudson River in the vicinity of Plattekill. But otherwise, becoming clear tonight, and especially as we get towards sunset, 65 to 70, 60 in the cooler suburbs. Wednesday, sunshine, seasonably warm, 80 to 85. Thursday will be more humid. And with the wind off the ocean, it'll keep it closer to 80. There's also a chance of a thunderstorm, but not till Thursday night. Right now in the city, 83 after a high of 85. And we're back up to 84 now, and the humidity is 43%.
Keeps going up and down.
Yep. We're back up to 84 and a northwest breeze at just 5 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.